Hulu presents a Hulu original, a 20th Digital Studio film. Framed photos sit on top of a dresser. A young blonde girl looks at the camera in the photos. Newer photos of the girl show her smiling next to her mom and dad, and her wearing a graduation cap and gown. In a dining room, the blonde girl sits at the end of the table. Her mom and dad sit at the opposite end, facing one another. The blonde girl sits at the dining table with her parents, poking at her food.
On getting a new piece, and I think it's going to happen. So I'm very excited. I can't wait for you to see it.
The girl smiles.
Is this that one coming out of Amsterdam?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Gorgeous. Gorgeous sculpture. Oh, my God.
The girl drains her wine glass in one swig. The girl's mom looks sternly at her, then smiles thinly and slides the glass away from the girl.
Don't embarrass yourself, sweetie.
The blonde girl and her mom smile tensely at one another. Her dad glances back and forth between them. The blonde girl looks down to her plate.
You remember to go to the shed.
Her hand rests on the side of her thigh, her index finger picking at the side of her thumb. She glances at her mom, who sips from a glass of wine. The blonde girl picks at more of her fingers. She looks down to the side of her stomach. A round bulge pulses against the inside of her dress. Her hands tremble over it as it disappears.
Pass the taters, Han.
Hannah rubs the side of her stomach. Her mom and dad look up and glance over at her.
Hannah?
Yeah. A really great mom.
Hannah forces a smile, passing the bowl to her mom. Her mom passes the bowl to her dad. They continue to eat. Hannah gazes down at her plate, her eyes sporadically darting up toward her parents. Her hand rests by her side as her other hand rubs her abdomen. A title appears. Appendage. The letters in the title glow as the second half of the word drifts up, breaking away. Hannah's hands move a piece of fabric through a sewing machine in an apartment. Her clock reads 2:41 a.m. Rows of colorful thread line a pegged shelf, and needles stick out of a red and white pincushion. Hannah cuts the cloth free from the sewing machine. She holds a button to the cloth and brings the needle and thread through the center of it. Hannah pulls her finger back. A drop of blood forms on the tip of her finger.
Ah, you fuck up.
A bearded man in his underwear stands behind her.
Come on, babe. It's getting late. Let's go to bed.
I'm coming. Just 2 minutes.
Okay.
Hannah smiles at him. He walks over to the bed and collapses into it. She cuts the thread from the button and lies down in bed next to him. Hannah's eyes open. Her phone shows the time, 6 a.m. She sits up.
So early.
No.
Day.
I have to start my day.
No, you don't.
I do.
As Hannah showers, soap runs down a large birthmark on her side.
Good morning.
She smiles as the bearded man steps behind her.
It's early.
Oh, now you say it's early.
Hannah turns around to face him. Her gaze drifts over his eyes and lips, and she runs her hand over his arm. They close their eyes and kiss. The bearded man lifts a whisk from a bowl of pancake batter and licks it in the kitchen.
Oh my God, pancakes?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll get some bacon, too, if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky? You got a lot.
Oh, shit. Saving something for later.
Hannah glances down at her phone. An email from Christian Ullman reads, "Design crits at 8 a.m. Better be good this time." Her jaw slowly drops as she reads off her phone. She leans against the counter, resting one hand on her side. Her body lurches.
Hey, you okay?
Hannah closes her eyes, then smiles at him.
Yeah.
You actually need to get some rest tonight, all right?
I will.
Hannah steps out of the kitchen. She grabs a dress with a garment cover over it. She steps back into the kitchen.
Hey, where are you going? Pancakes? Bacon?
Christian moved crits to 8 a.m.
The bearded man frowns at her. Hannah smiles at him, wrapping her arms around his neck.
Hey, will you lock up on your way out? You know, with the keys I gave you to my apartment?
Yeah, I can do that.
They close their eyes and kiss. He kisses her again, and she runs off. He grabs a pancake, tossing it into the air.
Shit!
Hannah carries her dress up subway stairs. She walks along the sidewalk. She pulls out her phone and sees a call from her mom. She pockets the phone. She brushes her hair back behind her ear as she walks through an empty design room. A logo on the wall reads, Christiane Ullman. She approaches a woman with a matching wavelength wrist tattoo.
What's up, bitch? What's up, baby doll?
They wrap pinkies together, kissing their hands.
I was on the subway this morning, and I saw this woman violently threading her chin hair without a mirror. I need to get on that level. And I'm gonna practice on you.
It'll be way better than when I tweezed your eyebrows, I swear. No.
How am I gonna be a professional without you helping me? Okay. This button is gorgeous.
I can't track his taste, though. It's like up to the narcissistic personality disorder gods.
Esther smiles.
I just want it to be perfect.
Hannah runs a lint roller down the front of her dress. She looks at the button.
Oh, shit.
What?
I bled on this.
Blood? Maybe he won't notice?
Oh, he will. He's a droid.
Okay, he's a droid, but just like make it fashion.
The employees turn to Christiane, a bespectacled man in a white robe.
Gather your things.
Christiane walks out of the room. Hannah and Esther turn back around. Hannah gazes forward with wide eyes.
It'll be fine.
Christiane paces around a mannequin that wears a colorful dress.
Now, what I lovingly call my season picks are at this month's end. I will select a few of you to work on my spring collection officially, pending your work now. I will not hesitate to let you go. Now is the time to apply pressure.
Christiane walks over to a white dress and places a red sticker on it.
No. From this point forward, consider your off hours on hours.
He turns his attention to Esther.
I think we can make the frame work, but the stitching is horrendous. Hello? Hello? Is that thing on?
He waves his hand in front of her face.
Let's keep it. Rework the stitching.
Stitch up.
He approaches Hannah.
Hannah Banana. Pasta sauce.
He looks at the bloodstain.
Oh, wow. I must have pricked my stupid finger.
Never mind that. Armitage did a wrap dress last season.
Oh, I know, but this, actually buttons. It doesn't tie.
You know what you have. It's, oh, what's it called? It's a very, very good word.
Finesse? Or
no,
Panache?
No, it's like when you think that you came up with a totally original idea like now, but in actuality, you fucking stole it from someone else.
Hannah forces a smile and meets Christiane's eye. He slaps a red sticker on her dress. She purses her lips as he walks away. Hannah steps into the bathroom. She leans against the sink, resting her hand against her chest. She coughs as her side bulges out. She lifts up her shirt. A red, oily bump extends from her side.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Yeah? You okay, babe?
She lowers her shirt.
Yeah, it just feels like a morning star is being dragged through my uterus.
God, that sounds awful.
Yeah, do you have, ibuprofen or...
Yeah, I got you. Our cycle's our sink, bitch.
Thanks,
right,
Angel.
Of course. I gotta pee.
Okay.
Also, for the record, you buttoned your wrap dress. It is absolutely fucking different.
It's fine. At least he liked yours.
Christiane is a sadist. Full-on goddamn sadist.
Hannah adjusts her waistband as Esther washes her hands. Esther looks at Hannah in the mirror.
Let's get drunk. Shots.
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 I'm done.
Oh, and more importantly, I have a really fun idea to pitch you.
A pitch? I'm on board.
Okay, tonight?
Oh, I can't tonight. I'm going to Kaylin's place.
Oh?
Yeah, he wants to show me something special.
Special? What the fuck? Like his dick? Like, oh, yeah!
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, my God, though. I knew you two would hit it off when I intro'd you because Kaylin and I are very connected. He tells me everything, and...
Hannah chews on her lower lip.
I'm like matchmaking auntie times 10.
Special.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Kaylin and Hannah race remote control cars in his apartment. They crash them into small orange cones.
You rump roast. No,
you just said rump roast.
I did say rump roast. Okay, we'll start again. Let's go. Oh.
Hannah sips from her glass of wine. She watches Kaylin reset the track.
So it's not exactly what I was expecting when you said special. That's the deal.
Well, my mom came up with this game when I was a kid. Right before she died, when she was, still sick.
Hannah's face falls. He sits down next to her.
It was fun. It helped us process stuff, you know? Let us open up, I guess. So, yeah, just wanted to share it.
I know she meant a lot to you. She seemed really cool.
Kaylin smiles at Hannah. He slowly scratches the back of her head. Wrapping his arm around the back of her neck, he kisses her. He runs his hand over Hannah's side. Her body jolts and she tugs his hand away from her.
Whoa.
Kaylin frowns at her. An email from Christian reads, "New design soon." She stands up.
I have to go. I'm sorry.
Right now? Did I do something?
No, it's just... Christian, he said that he would fire us today if we didn't step up, so,
Kaylin shakes his head as Hannah texts. She takes a deep breath and kisses his cheek.
Sorry, Kaylin.
Kaylin watches Hannah grab her heels and leave the apartment. Walking down the sidewalk, Hannah rubs her hand over her throat. In her apartment, Hannah chews on her fingernails as she sketches in a notebook. She rips the pages out of the notebook, crumpling them up and tossing them to the side. She holds her palms to her temple and presses her skin back. Hannah doubles over, holding her hand to her abdomen. She lifts up her shirt. The bulge pushes against her skin from within. She falls off the bed. Sitting on the floor, she lifts up her shirt again. A small bald head with teal eyes and sharp needle-like teeth pokes out of her side. Hannah's eyes widen, and she grimaces.
Dermitage did a rap last season. You're an unoriginal piece of shit.
Hannah scowls at the small head.
What did you say?
You heard me.
This is
happening. It's real, bitch.
Hannah searches a basket.
What are you looking for? An idea? You have no good ideas. You're a talentless fuck-up.
Shut up, that's not true.
You can't even sew a button without pricking your stupid finger. And your finger's stupid. Deep into your head.
Hannah rifles through her sewing needles and other objects on her desk. She grimaces, falling to her hands and knees. Her skin stretches as the head pulls away from her side. Hannah passes out as the head peels off of her body and breaks away. Hannah props herself up on her arms as she lies on the floor. Hannah looks over to the side of the room. She rises to her feet. Hannah holds her hand to her side. Limping, she peers around the corner into the hallway. She walks to a pile of clothing that lies in the hallway. A beam of light from an open door illuminates it. She stands before the pile of clothing, frowning down at it. The head falls from the ceiling, landing on her shoulder. Hannah grabs it and throws it against the wall. She holds her hand to her side as she crouches down to look at it.
It can't be real. It's not real.
She puts it in a closet, tying the door handles shut.
It's not real.
Anna frowns at the closet door. She puts gauze over the oily black and red wound on her side in the bathroom. She tapes down the gauze and lowers her shirt over it. Anna looks down to the side of her shirt at the dried blood stains. She straightens out the material of the shirt, looking at how it falls over her pants. Hannah runs needle and thread through fabric at her desk. Her mouth hangs open as she snips the fabric with some scissors. She slowly turns her head, looking at the closet door. Hannah walks past Esther's desk in Christian's studio.
Somebody got laid last night.
Hannah stands behind Christian.
Ah, the pitter-patter of Hannah Banana. Better not be a wrap dress.
It's original this time.
Red sequins of various sizes dangle down the breast of a white dress. More sequins stretch from the shoulder to the hip of the dress like a sash, with a light red discoloration beneath it on the fabric. Christiane runs the back of a finger over the dress as Hannah watches.
Red dye. It's twisted, sexy, eccentric. Whatever you're tapping into, it's clearly working.
Hannah smiles.
Keep it going.
Thank you. I will.
Ari, put it with the yeses.
Christiane smiles at Hannah as she walks away. Hannah presses her thumb to her teeth, grins, and pumps her fist. Esther peers out a window, then runs over to Hannah as she walks in.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Yes, yes, yes! Let's fucking go!
Oh, I just have to push for a few more weeks and I'll be fine.
She spots a bloodstain on Hannah's side.
Oh my God, Hannah, what the fuck? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. No, that's just this allergy thing. It's so gross, I know. But I'm going to the dermatologist at lunch.
It looks like a fucking jelly donut. What the fuck?
Do you want to do drinks later? Sounds good, right?
Yeah, we'll do drinks.
Hannah lies in her underwear on a doctor's table.
Let's see. Can you just move? Move like a little bit. There we go. There we go. Oof. Any allergies?
Not that I'm aware of.
It could be eczema, but it's quite severe. It's painful.
Hannah nods.
Did you eat any new food? Use any new soap, shampoo, conditioner, moisturizer? Okay. Well, I'm going to run a blood panel to test for allergies just to be safe.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Oh, I've seen plenty of severe skin reactions, but you're saying you haven't changed your routine.
Could it be anything else?
The doctor frowns, cocking her head.
Centralize on the birthmark. I don't love speculation, but there's some likelihood you are a human chimera.
No monster.
No. It's a reductive way to say you likely have dual DNA from vanishing twin syndrome. That's probably why you got this birthmark. I mean, it's inconsequential, but it could cause extra sensitivity on your birthmark.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Oh, dual DNA is usually caused from absorbing your twin in the womb. It's not so uncommon, and we see it with birthmarks like yours. So I'm going to prescribe you cortisone ointment and an antihistamine. So avoid sunlight.
This is a crazy question. But can your twin grow back?
No. Let me know if it does.
Nodding, Hannah lies back down.
Yeah.
Esther leans her head on Hannah's shoulder in a bar. Hannah checks her phone. She texts Kaylin. See you Sunday, though? Kaylin's typing notification appears, then disappears from her phone. She furrows her brow. Hannah and Esther sit at the bar near many empty glasses. The bartender gives them shots.
Get it.
Thank you.
Oh my God! I don't wanna.
Yeah, you have to.
One, two, three.
They down the shots.
Ah, 12. 12. 12. 12.
Oh my god, I just like spit on myself.
You just have to not think about it and pretend it's water.
This is not water.
You want another?
Are you fucking kidding me? I will projectile vomit onto your face. You seen The Exorcist? God, speaking of gross shit, that like skin allergy jelly donut thing, you should get that fixed. I honestly think you should let me check it out.
Oh, hey, the pitch thing. The pitch, come here.
Yes, the pitch, bitch. Okay, yes, give me like, okay, we can drum roll.
What if you and I start our own fashion line?
You mean like quit?
Yeah.
What about season picks?
Fuck, Christine.
Season pick.
Bullshit. And we just do us. We could live in the burbs and rent would be cheaper. We could work out of our own home. Have like a little countryside cottage where we drink tea every morning. And like, honestly, where the fuck we want. It could be like G-strings. You know what I mean? Like bring the G-string back. It would be so much fun. You know? Okay. But like, shut up. So, all right, I'm thinking.
Esther's phone lights up with messages from Kaylin. Hannah glances down at it. Her eyes dart between the phone and Esther as more messages from Kaylin pop up. In Hannah's room, her closet doors shake against the restraints tied to the door handles. Hannah watches as Kaylin continues to text Esther. She hunches her shoulders, rocking slightly in her chair.
I have a headache.
Esther gawks at her.
I think I'm gonna head out.
Wait, what? What? Man.
Esther frowns at Hannah as she leaves. The restraints on the closet door handles untie and fall to the floor. One of the doors slowly creeps open. An elevated train passes Hannah's apartment. She repeatedly texts Kaylin. She walks to her bedroom, placing her hand against the wall for balance. Pacing in her room, she presses her back against a wall and slides down to the floor. She clutches her phone in her lap and presses her other hand against her chest. She closes her eyes. Her chest rises and falls. Hannah's eyes shoot open. She looks over to her couch, leaning to her side as she peers at it. A small, wrinkly arm reaches out from under the couch. The head, now with arms, legs, and torso, crawls out from under the bed. Its face contorts as it stands up before Hannah. Hannah's jaw drops as she pushes herself against the wall, staring at the creature.
Kaylin is texting Esther and ignoring you. Makes sense. You left him alone when he opened up about his dead mom. What kind of shitty girlfriend are you? Of course he'd rather talk to Esther. They're connected, like she said. You can't connect with anyone. You're a self-obsessed, pathetic freak. I know you very well. I'll protect you. I inspired the dress, didn't I? Keep an eye on them. Something is going on between them.
Hannah gazes into the teal eyes of the creature. Her mom calls her, the ringing of the phone breaking Hannah out of the trance. She grabs a high-heeled shoe and smacks it against the creature's head. Hannah carries the creature outside in a large duffel bag. Hannah rounds the corner to the back of her apartment building. She approaches a door and unlocks it. Dim light shines down a staircase. Her face and body shadowed, Hannah descends the stairs into a basement and looks around. Hannah sits the creature down against a pole. She ties its arms together behind the pole and gags its mouth with a piece of cloth wrapped around its head. Hannah grimaces as she looks at the wrinkly skin over its bony legs. The creature's eyes begin to widen as Hannah grabs the empty bag and starts to leave.
You can't get rid of me.
Hannah turns.
No matter how hard you try.
Hannah frowns at the creature. She marches up the stairs and shuts the door behind her. Hannah lies on her back in bed, her hands resting on her stomach. She grabs the end of her pillow as she rolls onto her side. She frowns. Hannah props her head up, grabs an unfinished glass of wine off of her nightstand, and drinks it. Hannah looks down at her phone as her mom calls. She answers.
Hello?
Oh my God, you picked up the phone.
What is this not calling me back thing? I've had knots in my stomach.
Sorry. Yeah, things have just been crazy busy with work.
It's actually going really well right now, Mom.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Dad is on call busy, and I finally acquired that sculpture for the gallery.
Was I a twin?
Why?
What is this about?
That's such a strange question to ask me. What's wrong with you?
Never mind. It's nothing.
Are you PMSing?
Probably.
Oh, well, I'm really calling.
Because we're going to do a big goodbye dinner before our move.
The Goldblums, the Kowalskis, everyone will be there.
Goodbye dinner? You're practically moving down the street.
Well,
yeah, I know it won't be far.
I'm not as much of an idiot as you think I am. Anyway, 15 people are coming, and it's next month on the 4th. You really should be there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Great, and,
Maybe while you're here, you could go through your things.
Hannah picks at her finger.
It's all high school stuff.
Let's just get rid of it all so we can focus on happier memories.
Blood spurts from Hannah's finger as she picks at it.
You know what? Sorry, Mom, I gotta go.
Okay. Well, pick up the phone when I call.
Hannah hangs up her phone as she looks at her bloody fingertip. Hannah frowns toward the door. She looks through the peephole and hesitates before opening it. Esther and Kaylin grin.
Surprise! We're here to sweep you up and take you on a picnic.
Yes.
Fire snacks.
Hannah purses her lips as worry lines form between her eyebrows. Kaylin drapes his arm over Esther as they smile at each other. Hannah rubs a hand over her mouth.
You okay, babe? You look kind of sick.
We drank way too much last night. I threw up like 5 times.
No, I think it's just a stomach thing. It's really nice, though. You two should go. We should go.
Wait, what? No, not without you.
Come on, let's go.
Esther tilts her head with a smile.
You know what? I just need some sleep. That's all. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want us to bring you anything?
Like soup, electrolytes, anything?
No, that's cool. Yeah, I'm fine. I'll call you later, though. I'm sorry.
Kaylin's mouth hangs open. He scratches the back of his neck as he and Esther look around.
What the fuck? Okay.
Hannah watches from her apartment window as Kaylin and Esther trudge down the sidewalk. She turns around looking at piles of crumpled clothing on the floor. She walks out of the front of her building. Sitting on the marble steps, she opens her laptop. She looks up Dual DNA Chimera. Hannah glances over as a man passes her into the building. Hannah scrolls through the results. She clicks on images of ultrasounds of twins, birthmarks, and drawings of underdeveloped twins growing out of people. She hovers her cursor over a link for a dual DNA support group. She clicks on one reading, NJNYC area, then Red Hook Cement Co., Sundays at 1 p.m., all are welcome. Hannah rides in the backseat of a taxi, gazing out of the window at the passing buildings. She checks her phone as the taxi crawls to a stop.
Thank you.
Hannah gets out of the taxi. She stands before a large concrete building covered with broken windows and graffiti. She looks around, then approaches the building. A rock props open a door. Hannah peers into the crack of the open door and enters the building. The open door casts a beam of light through the dark, empty room. Hannah holds her jacket by her side as she walks forward. Hannah stands in the beam of light from the door, looking around. She turns back to the open door as a woman with long gray hair walks up behind her.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm Florence. Don't worry, I don't bite.
Florence pulls up her pant leg, revealing a birthmark on her calf.
This is why you're here, right?
Hannah lifts her shirt, revealing her birthmark.
You're not alone. I promise you that. We can help. Come, dear.
Hannah follows Florence through the empty building. A group of people sit in a circle at the end of a hallway.
We have a new guest with us today.
Oh? Hello. This is a rare treat.
They pull up a chair for Hannah.
Welcome.
She looks around at the group. A man with short gray hair and a blue sweater vest smiles at her.
I'm Fred. Have a seat.
Hannah slowly takes a seat.
Sorry for the location. I'm sure that was odd. We have to stay pretty removed. Coffee, croissants, make yourself at home.
Hannah glances at the snack table and smiles weakly.
Fantastic. Quick intro.
Hannah opens her mouth.
I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Something happened to me.
She weakly smiles, lowering her eyes.
Fuck, I don't know what to say. It sounds insane.
You're here because we all have the same problem. We all have an appendage. A creature whose goal is to make us miserable and benefit from it.
Wait, you all have that thing growing out of you, the whatever the fuck that...
Yes, they grow out of our birthmarks. We think it's an undiscovered genetic illness caused by dual DNA.
Holy shit. Okay, wow. I literally thought I was losing my mind.
No, not at all.
Wait, we should all do something. We should go to a hospital or something. I mean, if we go together, then they'll all be...
No. One of our members informed his physician, and he is now institutionalized and part of an inhumane clinical trial. I'm a practicing anesthesiologist. Take my medical knowledge as an advantage here.
Fred gets up.
To start...
This is his favorite part.
A woman with black hair smiles at Hannah.
An appendage is...
A parasite.
Feeds off you, its host, to survive. Using some form of hypnosis to make your mind and body vulnerable.
Fred points to a drawing of the appendage. An image flashes of Hannah gazing into the creature's eyes.
I don't know what happens medically, but it makes you weaker and them stronger, like a hot ball transferring heat to a cold ball.
How do we get rid of it?
Fred slumps his shoulders. The rest of the support group regards Hannah.
You've obviously noticed by now, there's an inexplicable link between you. Mental, physical. What do you think would happen if you killed your appendage?
We've had losses.
Hannah's face draws tight.
Why is this happening?
Her eyes search around the room. Fred sits down in front of her.
We think appendages grow from something deep inside us, something unknowable and painful. It's a combination of unpredictable factors. This period in your life, this particular thing happening, your inability to deal with it in that moment in time.
Images of her mom smiling, Christiane critiquing her, and her tearing up her drawings flash.
Your unique chemistry. I lost my daughter 15 years ago in a car accident. Didn't appear then. During the most painful period of my life. Years later, I spilled a glass of water at my desk, and that was it. I don't know how else to explain it. Does that make sense to you? So, we hide it.
Fred walks over to a briefcase with several syringes in it.
And sedate it.
The appendage.
Yes. The sedatives will have an effect on you, since you are linked. A bit of brain fog, but you adjust. If you keep your appendage a secret, and shut it up, you can live a fairly normal life. It'll cost $150 a week for the materials, but I offer a plan.
Hannah nods.
Okay.
Hannah walks away from the meeting with two syringes as the dark-haired woman follows.
Hey. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
fine.
Yeah,
I almost passed out my first time, so it's quite the news flash.
Yeah.
I'm Claudia.
I'm Hannah.
Do you want to get coffee or something? I live just around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay.
I mean, can't get weirder than this, so.
Claudia pumps a French press in her apartment as Hannah walks around. Hannah gazes at a framed drawing of a blue bird on the wall.
Oh, wow. Do you have kids?
No. Those are my students' drawings. I teach second grade.
Oh, wow.
Those kind of remind me to keep doing it because I love my students, but holy shit, it's hard.
Hannah looks at the edge of the birthmark on Claudia's chest.
Do you want cream?
No, black is okay. Thank you. So, do you live here with a partner? Or?
Divorced lone wolf. We can thank my ex-husband for the fancy apartment. Perks to being married to a finance bro.
You and a finance bro? Really?
What? Seem weird?
I mean, I just don't really peg you as a finance bro type.
Interesting. I'm not. I mean, I'm in high school, and, you know, he was older, so I thought he was it. He's the only person I had ever been with until we got divorced a year ago. And then I slept with everybody, so.
Well, I mean, cheers to your sex life.
Oh, thank you. No one's ever acknowledged that. So what about you? Any loves?
Yeah. My boyfriend, Kaylin. We've been together for 6 months now, and it feels really special, you know?
It sounds like there's a butt there.
My best friend, Esther, in him.
Hannah shrugs and shakes her head.
I just don't know. I feel like I've seen signs. You know, they went to college together, and they've known each other longer. She introduced us, actually.
Oof, I know that feeling.
Claudia purses her lips as she shakes her head.
I really hope they wouldn't do something like that.
Hannah smiles weakly. Hannah looks over.
Ugh. It doesn't like the restraints. I mean, don't blame it.
Yeah, mine's tied up too. It's in my basement.
Oh, you're the first person from the meetup that I can actually talk to. I mean, you saw them. I don't know. You can't really have people over when you have something in your basement. This just feels like less lonely, I guess. I don't know. It's nice.
Yeah. It is nice.
Ugh.
Shouldn't you sedate it?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I feel bad. It feels like it's inhumane or something.
No, it's better than hearing all that vile stuff. It's like it validates the negative beliefs you hold about yourself.
Oh, that's very shrink-like.
Yeah. Had one of those in high school. I did some stupid shit.
Hannah shakes her head.
Yeah. Same.
You did?
Are we the same person? Okay, sorry. I'm procrastinating. I'm gonna go sedate it.
Claudia gets up from the couch and walks over to her purse. She retrieves the syringe and walks over to a wooden door at the far end of her apartment. Brushing her hair back, Hannah watches Claudia. Hannah walks down a sidewalk. Her right hand sways by her side, her fingers picking at her nails and cuticles. She walks down the steps of her basement. Her appendage remains tied to the pole, squinting. Hannah kneels down in front of it, setting her purse to her side. Hannah pulls out the syringe. The appendage's teal eyes widen.
Stop. I can help you.
You want to help me?
Yes. I'm here for you.
If you silence me, you will suffer.
Hannah looks at her hand, then sticks the needle into its neck. The muscles relax on the appendage's face. Hannah hovers over a sink. She splashes water into her face. Looking at her reflection, her pupils twitch, fluctuating in size. Hannah sketches with a black pencil in her notebook. She pushes down harder on the pencil, coloring in an outline of a dress. She sets the pencil down, resting a hand against her head. A hand grabs her shoulder.
Whoa! It's me, babe. I let myself in.
What are you doing here?
It's Sunday. We had plans. I just texted you.
Hannah blinks.
Oh, yeah. Shit, sorry, his face. I'm glad you're here.
Hannah hugs Kaylin. He looks over her shoulder. Ripped up pictures lie scattered on the floor in the messy room. Hannah looks him in the eyes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Let's talk for a second, please.
Hannah frowns as she walks across the room and sits down. Kaylin follows and sits across from her.
Listen, I know you've been stressed lately, not sleeping, working late, but I'm worried about you, Anne.
She scratches the back of her neck.
I'm dealing with it.
Dealing with it? How?
You wouldn't believe me.
Did something happen? I mean, you can tell me anything.
Anna's eyes wander over Kaylin's face. She adjusts herself in her seat.
Okay. This is gonna sound crazy, but something grew out of me.
She reveals her scar.
Okay, it's called an appendage. It's because I have dual DNA, and there are other people, too, who have the exact...
Other people? What other people? What are you talking about?
Here, I can show you. We can go downstairs.
Hand, please.
Kaylin pulls her back down to her seat.
Did you do that to your stomach? I mean, we're worried. We just don't want you...
Me?
Me and Esther, we've been trying to figure out how to talk to you or help you, and it's just hard if
you... You and Esther talk behind my back?
No, we don't want to upset you. We're trying to be understanding, you know?
Hannah covers her mouth with her hand.
You could try listening.
Hannah grabs Kaylin's keys from him. She removes her apartment key and hands the rest back.
I just want to be alone.
What? Alone?
I don't want to be alone, okay? Please just go, okay?
Hannah pushes Kaylin towards the door. He leaves. Hannah rubs her forehead, then pats it. She lies on her back on her couch. She grips her own throat. In Christiane's studio, Hannah scribbles furiously into her notebook, covering her paper with thick, frantic black lines. Esther watches her, then steps to her side.
Hey, Han.
Hannah continues to scribble in her sketchbook.
Kaylin told me what happened last night.
Oh, yeah? Told you what?
Hannah glares at Esther.
Just that you were upset and you got into a fight?
Did someone foolishly inform you I was doing a goth collection?
She taps her fingers against her notebook.
Careful now.
Season picks are coming up, people.
Esther reaches for Hannah's hand.
Don't touch me!
Esther frowns at Hannah.
You have no idea what I'm going through, okay? I mean, you don't get pain. You're just like a happy person, so go be happy.
Hannah storms away. She sticks another needle into the appendage's neck in her basement. Fred hands out new batches of syringes at the support group. The muscles in the appendage's face relax as Hannah injects it again. Hannah eats a bowl of spaghetti with a glass of wine by her side. Mm-hmm. Claudia sits next to her. Claudia watches as Hannah takes a long swig from her wine glass. The appendage slowly closes its eyes as Hannah sticks the syringe into its neck. Hannah gazes off as she lazily brushes her teeth. She pauses, her pupils fluctuating in size. Hannah holds a pincushion as she adjusts parts of a new dress. Her phone displays 3 missed calls and 2 unread messages from Esther. Esther sits on her floor. She holds her knees crying as Kaylin sits next to her with his arm draped over her shoulder. Hannah and Claudia drink wine together in Claudia's apartment.
Where'd you learn to drink like that?
Guess I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah?
Hannah picks her finger.
Cool.
Well, I started in high school, and I guess I just like the taste. You know, it sort of numbed some stuff. I was pretty mad all the time.
The smile fades from Hannah's face as she looks at Claudia.
Yeah, and then I took it a little too far my senior year. I crashed my car into a freeway median.
What?
Yeah. My parents had to leave one of their fancy dinners to come to the hospital. The doctor's watching me like 24/7. Because, I don't know, they were worried that I would...
Hannah bites her fingertips.
And then we just never talked about it.
Were they right? Did you crash your car on purpose?
Hannah smiles at Claudia. Her lips tremble and press together, and tears fill her eyes. Claudia steadily regards her.
You know, I feel like I'm defective, or like there's something wrong with me.
You're not defective. If you are, I am. You're sensitive. Welcome to the Sad Girls Club. Water is warm.
Mine doesn't sound like that, Claudia.
I figured something out.
What?
The dual DNAs can't know, okay?
Okay.
Everything your appendage tells you, all those vile things... they're true.
What are you saying?
No, it's not a bad thing. It's, if you let your appendage speak to you, if you don't sedate it right away, it's like a personal psychic.
I don't get it.
Okay, you know, when you asked me if I had kids, well, it's more like I can't. I did like 3 rounds of IVF, and took the supplements, everything, nothing worked. And then Sam, my ex... we stopped sleeping together. We started to fight about, like, toilet paper. And then he started going to California all the time. On business, but, like, all the time. And I had that feeling. You know that feeling. You know that feeling. Anyways, I went one night to sedate my appendage. And I was crying or something. And I fumbled with the syringe. And my appendage told me that Sam was going to be a daddy. That he had fallen in love with this other woman whose uterus wasn't filled with tumbleweed, and they were pregnant. And it was true.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but honestly, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. If I didn't know the truth, I would have never moved on. I would have been sad, barren Claudia with a finance bro. Listen, it's dangerous. And if you do it, it gets stronger. But as long as you don't let it fully hypnotize you before you black out, then you'll be okay. hard. You changed my life.
Anna rests her head against her hand, gazing down. She bites her nails as she waits on a subway platform. She holds a pole on the train, looking around as she shakes her head. Hannah descends the basement steps. She kneels in front of her appendage, setting her purse by her side. Hannah carefully lowers the fabric gag from the appendage's mouth.
I can't feel my hips.
Hannah carefully massages its legs.
Oh, that feels nice. Thanks. Why do you keep me here like this? Like a shameful secret left to rot.
I want to listen now.
Good. Come closer.
Hannah leans closer.
Closer.
She leans in more. The appendage locks eyes with Hannah and squints.
You've seen the signs. The secret texting. The way they talk about you behind your back. The way Kaylin smiles at her. They seem to have a closeness you can't achieve. Kaylin isn't cheating on you with Esther. Not yet. It's worse. They're in love. Now, this is the hardest part. I'm sorry you have to hear this. No one will ever love you. Not Kaylin, not Esther, not Christian or Claudia, not even your parents. You are unlovable.
Hannah fumbles for the syringe and sticks it in its neck.
Empty. My lucky day.
Hannah's pupils expand, filling her eyes. Her eyelids flutter and she collapses to her side. One of the fingers on the appendage extends. Its skin stretches and the thin hairs on its head grow longer. The shadow of the appendage projects onto the wall, trembling and shaking as its growing body rises to its feet. Hannah's eyes remain open as she lies motionless on the floor. She jolts, sitting upwards. She looks at the empty pole and glances around the room. Hannah runs up the stairs and steps outside. She looks around, scanning the side of the building. She strides into her apartment.
Where are you, you fucking fuck?
She looks under the piles of clothes in her room.
Oh, shit.
She pulls her phone out of her pocket.
Hello?
Oh, great. You answered. Are you sick?
Well, no, allergies, I think.
This time of year is crazy. Listen, I really hate to bother you, but I need your help.
There was a problem with the restaurant. They transferred the order to the Manhattan location, so I need you to pick it up now, or this dinner will be a total bust.
What?
Our goodbye dinner tonight. Did you forget?
I need you to pick up the food.
Oh, no. You need me to,
Are you drunk?
No, I'm fine.
Well, then why are you creating this drama?
I'm not. I'm sorry. What did I do? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just don't understand why you're acting like this.
Okay, I'll pick up the food right now. You don't have to worry.
Thank you, sweetheart. And we'll cover your ride.
The appendage's hand slides down the side of her dresser. Hannah rides the train, then walks down the sidewalk on her phone.
Claudia, my appendage, it's gone. I don't know what it did to me, but I feel sick and my guts are like inside out.
Okay, slow down.
I tried to inject it, but the syringe was empty. Maybe Fred forgot to fill one, I don't know.
Okay, this is bad. I'm going to be right there.
No, I can't. I'm going to my parents tonight.
Okay, call me after. It's going to be okay. We're going to figure this out, okay?
Hannah picks at her nails outside the catering building. She looks at her reflection in the glass windows. Using her middle finger, she carefully pulls down her lower eyelid and examines her eyeball. A man in a white shirt and tie carries several plastic bags to her.
It's prepaid. You're good to go.
Thank you.
She grabs the bag and hurries away. A car drops Hannah off at the end of her parents' driveway. Her hair bobs in the wind as she carries the catering food up to the house. Hannah steps inside and looks around the empty interior of the house. Her framed graduation photo lies on a table. She rolls her eyes at it and steps into the kitchen. Her mom walks in as Hannah unpacks the boxes of food on the kitchen counter.
There you are. Why didn't you say anything?
Sorry, hi, I did. Okay. So much is packed up already.
Oh, well, we are moving. Your room next.
Hannah nods and gazes at the counter.
Everyone's going to be here in an hour. Will you help me read?
Yeah, I thought that the rice could go in the big blue platter thing that you have.
Is Christian Ullman okay? I know you've been working really hard, you know. I hope you were taking some time for yourself.
Hannah throws up on one of the open platters of food. Her mom gapes at her.
Some of this will be just fine.
She carries the food away from Hannah.
Mom, I'm not doing well. Something is happening, and I know it sounds crazy, but you just have to listen to me, okay?
Her mom looks at Hannah in the eye and shakes her head.
It's so hard with you. I don't know how to help you. Your car crash in high school scarred me.
It scarred you.
Do you have any idea what it feels like to get a call that your daughter is in the hospital on suicide watch? To not know how beautiful and special and loved you are, my baby girl.
Did you ever think about what it feels like to want to do something like that to yourself?
Her mom's face tightens up as she looks at Hannah.
No, because I'm not fucked up.
Hannah's face trembles. Tears fill up in her eyes. She nods her head at her mom.
I'm sorry, I'm so fucked up, Mom. I'm really sorry.
Hannah, what's going on, ladies?
I threw up in the food, but I'll pay you for the damages. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Hannah wraps her arms around her dad.
Pay for the damages? What is this, Judge Judy? You have to pay for the damages? You look terrible.
He touches her forehead.
You're burning up, Ann. Go lie down.
My friend's gonna help me.
Hannah!
Hannah storms out of the house. She walks down the sidewalk on her phone.
Talk to me.
Can you meet me at my apartment?
Yes.
I'll leave a key under the mat.
On my way.
Hannah scowls as she rides the subway. She stumbles up the front steps of her building. She drags her hand along the hallway of her apartment as she walks to her bedroom. Hannah strips off her jacket and collapses into bed. She lies on her side, curling up in the fetal position. She places one hand under her head and her other hand grips her leg. She closes her eyes and moves her hand across her stomach. Hannah opens her eyes. A figure walks on the opposite side of her bed behind her.
Claudia. Claudia.
The figure crawls into bed and lies next to her. It rubs its slimy red face against Hannah's cheek.
It's okay. I know how you feel. To them, you'll always be the disappointing daughter who crashed her car on purpose.
The appendage takes Hannah's hand.
Maybe if you'd been a better daughter, they'd have noticed what was happening. Oh, yes. Maybe if you had been a different kid. Maybe if it wasn't you that came out. You should do it again. It wasn't so hard last time. No one would even notice. Mom. It's just me. She's not here.
The appendage lies on its back next to her. Hannah's eyes dilate and her pupils enlarge. The appendage's eyes roll back into its head. It slowly sticks its tongue out. The tongue stretches out further, reaching the back of Hannah's head. Hannah's mouth opens as her head trembles. Her eyes roll back. The appendage's arm reaches around and clutches at Hannah's forearm, then runs its fingers down her arm. It squeezes her arm. Claudia walks over to the side of Hannah's bed. Smiling, she leans down and waves at Hannah. Trash and clothing lie scattered around Hannah's apartment floor. Her desk is a cluttered mess of sewing materials. A board on the wall is littered with pinned-up pictures. Claudia sits on the edge of Hannah's bed.
Oh!
Feeling okay?
Yeah, much better.
Ooh, try this. It's comfy. Oh,
thanks. Do I just put it over my head?
Yeah, it's cashmere.
Oh, my God.
Hannah's eyes glow teal.
Yes. Yes.
They grin at each other.
Wait, how do we blend in, though?
Customs.
She pulls out contacts.
Hello, blue eyes.
The real Hannah sits with her hands tied on the floor.
Oh, someone's awake. Good morning. You hosts are too sensitive. Okay, that's why you can't come out with us. Mine was like this.
Claudia crouches before Hannah.
Mine wanted to literally die when I told her Sam was going to be a daddy. I made that part up. That was me. I mean, she couldn't have kids, that was true, but I upped the stakes, you know. Added a little drama. Kind of like I emptied your syringe. You're welcome. You get it now, right? I'm Claudia's appendage. But call me Claudia. Keep it simple. Oh, see? Ugh. You couldn't handle all this anyways. Life and all.
I can't wait to replace this bitch. I'm gonna make a splash at Christian Ullman, and not to mention getting back in Kaylin's pants.
Hannah's appendage does her makeup.
I'm so proud of you.
The appendage kisses her reflection. The appendage and Claudia carry Hannah out back to the back of the building. Hannah throws up.
She just have to do this once.
You go! No, you go. You go.
She's leaking everywhere.
Claudia ties Hannah to the pole in the basement.
For now, you have to feed it every night to keep it alive. You're still linked. It's a drag. But not for long. We're gonna help find you someone else. Then you'll be free.
The appendage kneels in front of Hannah.
Thanks for the phone. Pathetic bitch.
The appendage stands up next to Claudia.
Bye.
Gagged, Hannah blearily watches them leave. Kaylin scrolls through a WebPD article on his laptop titled, Kinds of Mental Illness. He puffs his cheeks out. Esther sits on the couch working on an embroidery. She picks up her phone. Looking at the screen, her eyes widen.
Oh my God, it's Hannah.
Are you serious? Hold on, what is she saying?
She's apologizing. The way I acted was out of line. It wasn't personal. It's all me, and I'm working through it. Hope you can forgive me, but understand if you need time to process. See you at work tomorrow. Heart emoji.
Oh, that's good. I'd buy that. Yeah.
Wow. She's texting me this?
I mean, it's good. You know, maybe she's come out of it. Whatever it was.
The appendage lies on her bed with Claudia, and they feed each other grapes.
Oh. Oh my God, this stuff is so nasty.
I know. It's totally disgusting, but you gotta assimilate.
Kaylin pulls his phone out of his pocket.
Oh shit.
What?
It's her.
Put an eggplant emoji.
Eggplant.
And then the water squirting emoji. Water squirting emoji water on the princess's face.
Oh my God.
Right there. Send.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh. Oh, wow.
What?
Nothing.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's private shit, okay? Don't be looking.
Gross.
He cocks his head.
You don't find this a little weird? Just like her texting everyone out of the blue. I'm her best friend. She should apologize to me in person.
I mean, I don't know, E. I've been doing a lot of reading online, and it says that sometimes it happens like this. The person retreats, then comes back. We have to be understanding. But it doesn't make it okay. I agree. I agree about that.
Okay, well, the fucking internet's bullshit, okay? I know Hannah. She better fucking talk to me in person if she wants to stay friends.
E.
The appendage sticks pins an address in Hannah's apartment. Claudia walks up, holding two green drinks.
Ding dong. I brought dinner. Mmm. So delicious. Mmm.
The appendage removes Hannah's gag in the basement and holds out the green drink.
Open up. You need to force it.
She pinches Hannah's nose and forces the drink into her mouth. Claudia smirks as she watches. Esther walks down a sidewalk. She turns suddenly. The appendage and Claudia look to the door. Esther rounds the corner of Hannah's apartment and walks down the alley to the basement door. The basement door slowly creaks open. Esther walks closer, looking at the gap in the door.
Han?
She sticks her face to the opening, peering into the darkness of the basement.
Esther! Hi! I wasn't expecting you.
The appendage locks the door.
Hey. Hey, your text. I wanted to talk in person. I'm sorry. Is everything okay in there? I thought I heard somebody yelling.
Oh, yeah. I just stubbed my stupid toe.
Your toe is so stupid. Oh, Claudia, by the way. Esther.
I would love to talk in person. I'm seeing Kaylin on Sunday, but maybe the day after we can go get some dinner or something.
Yeah, I would. I would really love that.
Esther frowns at the appendage.
Okay. So great to meet you. Heard so much about you. Bye.
Have a good night.
Esther forces a smile at them. She slowly turns around to walk away. Claudia opens her mouth behind Esther's back, rolling her eyes and tilting her head back. Esther puts her phone to her ear.
Okay.
Please tell me you didn't scare her.
Something's wrong.
I showed up and she was in the fucking basement, and then there was this random ass woman there and I heard crying. Like straight up fucking crying. And she said she stubbed her toe, but that's like absolute fucking bullshit.
Wait,
she
wouldn't... What do you mean?
What if she's hiding something down there?
What, like, but you think she has a monster in the basement, or maybe she's into human trafficking now, E? Like, what's up?
Okay, what about believing what she said?
Someone we both love just went through a mental health crisis. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's be patient. Maybe the best thing to do is just take a breath.
Christian moves around his studio, looking at his employees' new dress designs. He smirks as he walks over to Esther. He looks at her dress and grimaces. He places a red sticker on the front of her dress. He turns his attention to Hannah's black and red dress. She looks forward, smiling broadly as he looks it over.
I see you did the whole goth thing, and then some.
Red and black beads dangle from a face piece.
Why?
This will add variety. Help you stand out.
Excuse me?
When you were my age, you designed the Ophelia Lily 2012 Fall Collection breakout dress that wowed everybody. It was eccentric and sexy. I want this to be that for you.
I haven't thought about that design in ages. To believe irrationally in your own ability, in your own vision, to ignore opposing opinions, to push through self-doubt, and to trust yourself, because no one out there will. That is the heart of success.
Smiling, Christian beckons at the appendage. She leans in as he puts his lips to her ear.
welcome to my season picks.
A grin spreads across the appendage's face. She nods at Christian as he pulls away. Esther glares, her throat tightening as she swallows. Christian walks over to the next dress and immediately slaps a red sticker onto it. Esther packs the items on her desk into a small plastic crate as the appendage and Christian tuck behind her. Esther pauses. With a worry line forming between her eyebrows, she turns around to look at the two of them. The appendage gestures with her hands as she talks to Christian. Esther frowns. She focuses on the back of Hannah's wrist, which is missing the tattoo. Esther's eyes widen as she turns back around. She walks up to the front of Hannah's apartment building, glancing around. The appendage and Claudia walk into an appendage meeting.
I've been working on this process for about 9 weeks, and I'm really excited.
Everyone, meet Hannah, the better version.
Hello, Hannah.
Fred smiles at Hannah's appendage, his eyes completely teal. Esther walks up to Hannah's basement door. She tugs at the door handle. Hannah sits tight in the basement, her eyes drifting.
Your host's name, their life, their memories, they're yours now. Like ours. You are Hannah.
The appendage grins at the group as they watch her with teal eyes. She and Claudia hug each other. Esther struggles with the basement door. She pushes against it as she grips the handle. Esther weakly kicks the bottom of the door. Lowering her head, she turns back around and walks away. She pauses. She lifts her foot up, revealing a black goo stretching beneath it. She looks back at the door. A shirtless man sits tied to a chair. The appendage group stands around him as a single lamp shines light onto him.
This is Emmett. I've been studying Emmett for weeks. Today I'll show you a new way of feeding I've developed off regular people like him. This will change everything for us.
Esther grabs a crate behind Hannah's basement. She steps onto it to peer through a window.
It's the same process we used on our hosts. We study the subject deeply, understand their weaknesses, and grind them down mentally until they submit. The best part, when you feed once, it severs your link with your host forever. My host is dead. You'll feed on civilians now. They don't deserve to live. They're disgusting, weak, filled with errors. You won't need your hosts anymore.
Esther's eyes widen as she looks through the window.
I was saving this one for you all as a demo to learn. Your brother is gone.
Tears roll down Emmett's face. Hannah's appendage gapes as she watches them. Esther presses on the basement window. A long, thick tongue sticks out of Fred's mouth and connects to the back of Emmett's neck. Emmett twitches and shakes. Hannah's appendage and Claudia smile at each other. Emmett slumps forward, lifeless.
Consider this, homework assignment. Happy hunting.
Esther looks at a stack of rocks next to the window. She grabs one, smashing through the glass. Esther jumps through and hurries to Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah. Hannah. Oh my God. Hannah, it's Esther. Hey. Hannah.
She removes Hannah's gag. I'm
gonna call the police, okay?
No.
We gotta call the police.
No.
Esther unties Hannah, who slumps over.
Hannah.
Vital signs display on a monitor. A clear liquid drips into an IV tube. Hannah's closed eyelids twitch before shooting open. Hannah lies in a hospital bed. She looks over to her side where Esther sits. Esther holds her hand to her mouth.
Hey.
Hannah and Esther smile at each other. Hannah's face quivers. She furrows her brow as tears form in her eyes. She opens her mouth and glances at the ceiling.
I'm so sorry, Esther. It's okay. Look, she made me not trust you, and she said that you and Kaylin were in love. What? Because I ruin everything, because I'm fucked up, but I don't know. I'm so sorry.
No fucking way. That would never happen.
Esther reaches over, grabbing Hannah's hand.
You are my number one bitch.
Hannah beams.
I climbed into a basement for you.
You did. You fucking did.
Hannah sits up as she and Esther hug. Esther sits down on the hospital bed next to Hannah.
Do you have a twin?
No. It's complicated.
Hannah's appendage walks up to the front of Kaylin's apartment in tall red high heels. He opens the door. His jaw drops as he looks at her.
Hey!
She wears a white dress and holds a bottle of wine.
Hi.
Oh. Come in.
He watches her walk past him into the apartment. Kaylin unscrews the cork from the bottle of wine. The appendage walks up behind him, resting her chin on his shoulder. He lowers the corkscrew.
You look different.
Oh? In a good way?
Just different.
I'm so sorry for how I acted, Kaylin. I wasn't myself. I was going through something.
Yeah. I know.
I missed you.
She pulls him aside, sitting him on the couch. She straddles him. Grabbing at his sides, she lifts his shirt over his head and off of his body. She pulls her dress's strap over her shoulder, sliding the garment down to her waist. Kaylin looks at her birthmark, rubbing his thumb over it. The appendage runs her hands over the sides of his head. She tilts his head back and kisses him. Esther stares at Hannah in the hospital.
And have, like, fingers and shit? What in the actual ass fuck?
Hannah? Hi, how are you feeling?
Good.
Good. It presents severely, but oddly it doesn't appear to be contagious. Blood counts are fairly normal.
It?
We've taken a sample of the dark discharge. We're running a few genetic tests.
Is she gonna be okay, though?
I'd recommend another night here. For now, don't exert yourself.
Okay, thank you.
And Hannah, we should discuss further once you're feeling better. I'd like to ask a few questions.
Thank you.
Esther frowns as the nurse leaves. She lies next to Hannah.
Sleepover?
Esther widens her eyes, tilting her head up.
Fuck. What? That was nice.
In Kaylin's apartment.
Your birthmark is different, like, faded. Looks different.
Oh, yeah, a little cream from the derm did the trick.
Kaylin looks forward, frowning.
Huh. You think maybe we can talk in a bit? I'm gonna go take a quick shower.
No, of course.
Okay.
Maybe I'll join you.
Okay. Good, sure.
Kaylin slowly gets up and walks away. The appendage frowns. She sticks her fingers into her mouth. Digging around, she grimaces as she pulls out one of her teeth. Her eyes widen as she holds the tooth between her thumb and index finger. Her hand shakes. She grabs her phone from her side and starts dialing. She holds her phone to her ear as she stares at the tooth in her hand.
Claudia? Something's wrong.
Claudia walks through Hannah's basement. She passes the gag and steps on a pile of broken glass. Hannah's appendage leans over her sink, spitting up blood and another tooth. She grabs her phone.
Okay, don't freak out.
But your host is gone. Well, what the fuck does that mean?
Your host is getting better somehow. Your
energy is draining because she's gaining, and
we can't find her, so that's the recap.
So I'm gonna be ugly and shriveled again?
Okay, listen. Sexy times are over. You need to feed now.
Did Kaylin ever speak to your host about anything sensitive?
His mom died of cancer when he was a kid.
Perfect.
Kaylin looks at his reflection in the bathroom mirror. He trims his beard with a pair of scissors. A remote control car runs into his foot. He looks over. The appendage smacks him in the face with a bottle.
Ready to talk?
Kaylin, pick up. Fuck, it keeps going voicemail.
Hannah coughs up more dark bile.
Man?
Esther runs over.
Something's wrong.
What the fuck?
Kaylin.
He's not picking up.
When they left me in the basement, Claudia told the appendage that we wouldn't be linked for long, that they'd find somebody else.
No. Keep that shit in. Not happening.
Look, they're gonna hurt him and me.
Are you sure?
I just feel it.
Let's fucking do this.
Claudia walks into Kaylin's apartment. She kicks the remote control car away. She looks to the floor and smiles, holding her index finger in front of her mouth. Kaylin and Hannah's appendage lie on the ground. He furrows his brow, trembling as her tongue extends from her mouth to the back of his head. His pupils grow larger. Hannah and Esther rush down an alley. Hannah punches in the combination to a gate, unlocking it. Esther holds the door open for her.
Hannah, you okay?
Yeah.
They run up the stairwell to Kaylin's front door. Esther struggles with the door.
Fuck, I don't have the keys.
They both look back down the hallway. Esther shakes her head at Hannah.
No, bitch.
They unscrew an air vent cover.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, move it.
She looks down the air vent shaft.
I'll let you in through the front door.
Wait, what? No. That's not
just anything. Let me do this, okay?
Hannah crawls forward. Kaylin trembles as the appendage continues to feed off of him.
Man, you look so hot.
The air vent cover inside the house falls open. Hannah reaches her hand out of the air vent shaft. She carefully crawls out, rising to her feet. She frowns as she looks up. She rushes over to the front door. As she grasps for the lock, Claudia grabs the back of Hannah's head and yanks her backward. Hannah kicks her feet as Claudia drags her across the floor. She sits on top of Hannah, slapping her.
Why are you hitting yourself? Stop hitting yourself.
Esther kicks the door. She rams her shoulder into it.
Kaylin's almost dead! And then, Hannah's free from you. You disgusting shit.
Come on. I trusted you. Oh, fucking who? Oh, you can't.
We can.
Hannah struggles with Claudia on the floor. Claudia pulls out one of the syringes.
Don't move. You don't want to get a needle in the eye.
Esther bursts in through the door.
Oh, hey.
Esther runs over to Hannah and Claudia. She looks at a small cooked chicken on the kitchen counter and grabs the cooking thermometer out of it. She grabs it and stabs Claudia in the leg.
Cold bitch!
Hannah grabs the syringe and stabs Claudia in the neck with it.
Come on, Hannah.
Claudia writhes on the floor, slowly going limp. Esther and Hannah run up to Kaylin's room. Their eyes go wide as they see him shaking on the floor with the appendage's tongue extending behind his head. Hannah runs out. Kaylin goes limp. Hannah rushes back in with a pair of scissors. Kneeling between Kaylin and her appendage, she cuts the tongue in half. Her appendage shakes its head as blood spurts from its severed tongue. Esther rushes to Kaylin, helping him sit up against a dresser. The appendage sucks its severed tongue back into its mouth.
Oh my god.
Hannah kneels over her appendage as blood drips from its mouth.
You weak shit.
I'm only here because of you. I fucking hate you. You're a piece of shit, and I hope you fucking die, you ugly bitch.
Yeah, the feeling's mutual, but that's not gonna happen, so it's time we get used to each other. I know what you're gonna say. I can't trust you. I'm just so tired. I'm gonna take care of you, okay?
Lines appear between the appendage's eyebrows as it shakes its head at Hannah. Hannah slowly leans forward and kisses her appendage on the mouth. As she pulls back, the appendage's skin darkens in patches. Its eyelids slowly flutter closed. Hannah stands up and walks over to Kaylin. She sits down next to him as Esther sits on his opposite side. He looks back and forth at the two of them, his mouth agape.
That thing could never be you, Han.
Hannah looks around the room, her mouth forming a small smile. Bright sunlight shines down through the leaves in the trees outside of Claudia's apartment. Claudia's closet door stands ajar. Hannah and Esther hold the real Claudia by the arms, helping her walk across the living room. They let her go. Claudia steps forward. She blinks out the window, the sun shining light down on her pale face. Claudia's appendage lies on a large bed covered with blankets. Her throat tightens as her chest rises and falls. Her skin slowly becomes covered in dark patches. Hannah packs up her things at Christian's studio.
Quitting like this is very erratic, Hannah Banana.
Esther flashes him the peace sign.
Have you tried therapy? There's no shame in it. Plenty of us are doing it these days. Perhaps they can help you with your mood shifts throughout the future, Hannah.
I am in therapy.
Fuck.
Hannah sets a box down in her parents' house.
Well, this is the last, huh? Oh, we forgot to pack the wine glasses.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hang on, I think I still have some packing paper over here. Should we use bubble wrap? Is this going to be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hannah gazes at her graduation photo, then turns to face her parents.
You know what? I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Her parents both stare at her.
I feel completely invisible here.
Her mom takes a deep breath.
I mean, I was really sad here, Mom. I was really sad here, and I still get sad sometimes. And that has to be okay. That has to be okay with you.
Her mom's shoulders rise and fall as she gazes intensely at Hannah. She nods her head at her.
Okay.
Hannah smiles. She looks down, then looks back up at her mom. Hannah sits by a sewing machine in a white and yellow house. Esther paces on the phone.
Yeah, we can definitely put that order in for you. Yeah. Oh, you want to come in for the admins? Okay, yeah. We love that. How is 2 p.m. tomorrow? Okay, fantastic. Did you decide on a plunge neck or a boat neck?
Hannah pulls the needle and thread. She pauses, fixating on a drop of blood on the tip of her finger. Hannah scowls at her finger. The side of her mouth twitches as her chest rises and falls. She slowly curls her hand into a ball and gets up from the table. Esther's eyes follow Hannah as she walks away. Hannah pulls down the steps to an attic. A humidifier sits on a small circular rug in the attic. It blows moisture next to a chair and a crib. Hannah walks over to the crib. Hannah sits down in the chair. She picks up a pacifier. In the crib, her tiny, withered appendage lies with a blanket over its body. She sticks the pacifier in its mouth and slowly rocks the cradle.
It's okay. Shh.
appendage's eyes gradually close. Hannah closes her eyes as she leans over the crib. She takes in a deep breath and slowly releases it. Reaching down, she rests her hand over the baby appendage as it sleeps. Written and directed by Anna Slokovich. Executive producer, David Wortham Brooks. Executive producer, Arby Pedrosian. Executive producer, Jenna Cavill. Produced by Alex Vermillion. Produced by Katrina Kudlik. Produced by Hadley Robinson. Produced by Anna Slokovich, Hadley Robinson, Kassar Mohammed, Brandon Michael Smith, with Desmond Borges and Emily Hampshire. Credits continue. Copyright 2023, 20th Century Studios, all rights reserved. 20th Century Studios is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Audio description created by Point 360. Written by James Mason, narrated by Robert Erickson. Production services provided by Fever Dream Studios. For Zora. Logos, 20th Digital Studio. Hulu Originals.